Imagine waking up to discover that everything you thought you knew about human violence was wrong. Despite what headlines suggest, we're actually living in history's most peaceful era. Violence has been in dramatic decline throughout human history, so dramatically that Barack Obama cited this fact in his Nobel Peace Prize speech, while Bill Gates called Steven Pinker's exploration of this phenomenon his favorite book of all time. This counterintuitive truth challenges our deepest assumptions about progress and human nature. The evidence is overwhelming. From everyday brutality to world wars, from torture to terrorism, violence has fallen across almost every measurable dimension. This isn't just an academic curiosity. It's perhaps humanity's greatest achievement, and one we've barely noticed. The past wasn't just violent, it was sadistically, unimaginably cruel. Archaeological evidence reveals our bloody prehistory. Otzi the Iceman died from an arrow wound with others' blood on his weapons. Kennewick Man had a stone projectile lodged in his pelvis. In medieval Europe, public torture was entertainment. Executions featured prolonged killing through burning, breaking on the wheel, impalement, and disembowelment. Even children's entertainment remained violent well into the 20th century. Punch and Judy puppet shows featured infanticide and wife-beating, while Mother Goose nursery rhymes contained shocking violence. What's striking isn't just the brutality, but how normal it seemed. The Roman Colosseum hosted mass spectacles where women were raped by animals and slaves enacted mythological deaths, claiming roughly 500,000 lives for public entertainment. Medieval knights, far from chivalrous heroes, were extraordinarily violent. The 13th century romance Lancelot averages one act of extreme violence every four pages. Even expressions like rule of thumb originated in violence. It referred to the maximum thickness of a stick a husband could legally use to beat his wife. Thomas Hobbes identified three root causes of conflict: competition for gain, diffidence for safety, and glory for reputation. These motivations stem from evolutionary pressures. Without central authority, violence becomes rational for survival. The evidence is clear. Prehistoric skeletal remains show 15% of deaths were violent, with some populations reaching 60%. Contemporary hunter-gatherers show similar rates. Compare this to Europe's bloodiest periods, the 17th century wars of religion and 20th century world wars, where only 2-3% of deaths came from warfare. Pre-Columbian remains tell a similar story. Hunter-gatherers showed 13.4% violent trauma versus 2.7% for city dwellers. While early states weren't perfect, their inhabitants were more anemic, disease-prone, and shorter than hunter-gatherers, people accepted these drawbacks for safety. The emergence of centralized powers that could punish aggressors marked humanity's shift away from endemic violence. English homicide rates plummeted 95% between the 13th and 20th centuries, a fact that contradicts common perceptions of medieval times being less violent than modern era. Norbert Elias traced this decline to Europe's psychological transformation, 11th, 18th centuries, as cultural emphasis shifted from honor to dignity, fostering greater impulse control and empathy. Two factors drove this change: the consolidation of monarchies from 5,000 political units to fewer than 30, which suppressed violence to protect tax revenue, and the evolution from land-based economics to trade economies that rewarded cooperation. America's higher violence rates extend beyond gun violence. The nation shows a split pattern. Northern states mirror European rates, while southern states match developing nations, reflecting regional differences in authority establishment and cultural attitudes toward violence. The Museo della Tortura in San Gimignano exhibits medieval torture devices like the Judas's Cradle and the Virgin of Nuremberg, stark reminders of institutionalized sadism in medieval public life. Medieval Christendom legally sanctioned torture, with public executions featuring burning, breaking on the wheel, and disembowelment. The Christian Church itself employed torture during inquisitions and witch hunts. Western societies transformed from celebrating cruelty to condemning it during the Age of Reason, 17th century, and Enlightenment, late 18th century, driven by rational arguments against violence and evolving human sympathies. This humanitarian revolution coincided with the rise of literacy following Gutenberg's printing press in 1452. Book production increased 20-fold in 2 centuries, with publication rates soaring in the 17th and 18th centuries. England's literacy rate doubled during the 17th century. Fiction reading played a crucial role by expanding empathy. As readers experienced stories through different characters' perspectives, they developed theory of mind, the ability to understand others' thoughts and feelings, making systematic cruelty increasingly unacceptable. In the early 1950s, physicist Lewis Richardson correctly predicted an extended period without world war through statistical analysis, defying expectations of escalating global conflict. While often called history's bloodiest era, the 20th century appears less violent when casualties are adjusted for population size. Most of history's deadliest conflicts occurred earlier. Jack Levy's research reveals great power conflicts have steadily declined since the 16th century, with no direct confrontation since the Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Both frequency and duration of such wars have diminished significantly. Nuclear deterrence alone doesn't explain this long peace. Non-nuclear nations also fight less. John Mueller suggests conventional deterrence sufficed after World War II demonstrated modern warfare's devastating toll. Democratic peace theory offers another explanation. Autocratic states were twice as likely to engage in disputes, while democratic nations showed half the risk, suggesting democracy's spread helped reduce interstate warfare. The rights revolutions were successive campaigns that stigmatized violence through civil rights, women's rights, children's rights, gay rights, and animal rights movements in the late 20th century, each building on previous movement strategies. The evolution of rape laws illustrates this progress. Once considered a crime against male property, rape was reconceptualized through Enlightenment principles and feminism, leading to reformed laws and an 80% decline in rape rates between 1973 and 2008. The gay rights movement achieved remarkable social change, with homosexuality, naturally occurring across cultures, moving from severe persecution to decriminalization in 67 countries by 2009. The animal welfare movement, gaining momentum since the 1970s, addresses an ongoing paradox. Despite widespread belief in animal protection, humans have historically treated them cruelly. The movement continues to reduce animal suffering through cultural and legal reforms. Human nature encompasses both violent and peaceful capacities. We possess motives that drive violence, predation, dominance, revenge, alongside those that promote peace, empathy, self-control, reason. Predatory violence represents the simplest form, taking what's desired when a living thing blocks the path. Dominance contests, though lacking tangible stakes, can become deadly. Ideological violence, driven by belief systems promising infinite good, has fueled humanity's worst atrocities. Yet our capacity for empathy lets us feel others' pain and respond with compassion. Self-control can be strengthened like a muscle, while reason helps us recognize violence's futility and develop peaceful alternatives. The decline of violence stems from specific conditions: state monopoly on force, commerce turning zero-sum conflicts into mutual profit, and expanding circles of sympathy that connect our well-being with potential adversaries. This decline represents both an achievement and an ongoing challenge. Each statistic reflects prevented human suffering, evidence that we've found ways to let more people live peacefully and die naturally, showcasing the better angels of our nature.